So, good to see you again. Actually, I can't see you, but you know what I mean. So, this question is about what is effective training, okay? Or how to decide how to make your training more effective, right? So, when it comes to this, what a lot of people do is they're putting in a lot of effort and they're working hard and they're showing up, and then they don't look any different. You'll gain some marginal difference, some changes as far as how healthy you are. Maybe you do lose a little bit of weight, but you don't really look like you work out. You don't really look shredded. You don't really look lean. You're just kind of looking the same, right? And that's the thing. Most people, they'll never look any different, which is part of a huge part of why we even start. So to answer that question though, it's like in order to find out what is effective training, I need to know what I want. What direction do I want to move in? If I don't know what direction I want to move in, what my kind of outcome that I'm looking for, and that can change over time, but you got to first decide what it is that you want and why, then you're kind of at the mercy of the millions of programs out there, and just, oh, this sounds good, so you're gonna start that, but then you don't even really know if it's working or not. Or maybe you waste a bunch of time doing it, so then it's like, well, what the hell, right? Which is kind of what happens. And I talked to somebody for the Strong Body Blueprint. I usually bring on one or two trial blueprint clients every month, and so he said, I work out 4 times a week, 5 times a week, but I don't, and I'm healthy and I'm in better shape, but I don't really look any different. And that kind of sucks, 'cause for putting in all that effort, you would think you would want visible change, right? And it's so the thing really becomes, it's like, it's not that you can't do it. It's that whatever. So, question or something to think about in regards to that. What most people do, and I'm literally like, if you do this, if you're able to do this, see, most people will never do this. They'll be confused and their entire lives, and they'll put in all this effort and not look any different and quit, and because it's discouraging. If you've been doing something for a little while and you still look the same, it's discouraging. But even to another level, most people, they won't even stick with something for, without changing it for like a week, a month. And so they don't even give it an opportunity, even if they're doing something, wrong, quote unquote. They won't do it long enough to actually see change. They want to see change immediately, and thus, 2 weeks later, when they don't see any difference, they just kind of stop. They're like, screw this, you know? So now I'm literally going to give you a breakdown of what you need to do in a very quick podcast here. And if you can implement this, your whole life will change, okay? Now, what do we want? We want to look different. We want our muscles to be hard and dense. Okay? We don't want to be soft and flabby. Or at least, if that's what you want, if you want to be soft and flabby, then I'm the wrong person to talk to, because that's totally fine. I don't try to convince anybody that my way is the right way. Everyone's entitled to their own wrong opinion. I'm just kidding. But, everyone can have, everyone can want whatever they want. That's the bottom line. But what I want, and what I help people who want this as well, is I want to have a hard, dense body. I want my muscles to be dense. I don't want them to be soft and flabby, right? Hard bodies, soft pretzels. There's a reason I say that. Cool, because when you have that, you're gonna look a certain way. You're gonna look athletic. You're gonna look good, right? I'll just go ahead and say this. If I take off all my clothes, it's going to look good. Okay? And this is something that I've worked on and figured out over 15 years. And let me tell you, I'm not special in my ability to achieve this. Okay? I just put myself, I put myself around a lot of the smartest people on the planet in different areas. Okay? And, I've had the fortune and the good fortune and the opportunities to literally, I hired some of the best people and I learned and I'm willing to say like, hey, I don't have the answers. I don't care about having the answers. I don't care about taking credit for the answers. I don't care about people thinking I know the answers because all I care about is getting the outcome that I want. Why do I want that outcome? Because I want to feel good. Okay. So let me go back to that. I look really good when I take my clothes off. The reason is because I figured out, I've searched and I figured out, well, what causes that? Okay, well, getting lean, well, what does that mean? That means decreasing body fat enough to the point where you can see what's underneath, which is the muscle. And okay, so if I see the muscle, well, the muscle can vary from not very developed and kind of soft and weak to hard, dense, mature muscle. And how do I get that? Okay, so cool. So there's two parts there. I mean, one of them is decreasing fat, which is calories. Again, learn that through paying people and learning from the best and being around the best. And these are things that most people aren't talking about because they're too busy being distracted by emotional things. Meanwhile, we're over here just, hey, what actually closes the gap? What gets me closer to what I want? And then just focusing in on that. So, okay, decreasing fat, cool. That's going to be about calories. Okay, got it. Now, what is going to make the muscle? Because you can lose the fat and still be kind of like soft. That's what I was for a while, for a long time, actually, because I didn't know the right way of training. And so, how do I make the muscle dense? How do I make the muscle hard? Okay. And how do I grow the muscle so that it actually, like, if you have all no body fat, but then your muscles aren't, very big, then guess what? It's not gonna look that impressive, right? It's not gonna look the way that I want it to look, okay? Most people put way too much credence or weight into genetics and how much of a factor that plays into it. Look, you can make your body, if you give it the right stimulus, it will give you the right outcome, okay? And so I used to be one of those guys, be like, oh, I just don't have the genetics and blah, 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 blah. And yeah, genetics play a certain, they play a role to a certain degree, but biology and physiology responds the same in every person, okay? And physics is the same for every person. Just because you don't believe it, right? It doesn't matter. Like, it will still work, okay? The thing is, most people just don't know the right stuff to do in order to get the outcome that they want. Or if they're doing the right stuff, they're not applying it in the right way. It's haphazard and they don't know what is that thing. Okay, so getting to the muscles. Okay, I want the muscles to look a certain way. Well, guess what? Okay, the muscle responds. The thing that the muscle understands is how much tension is placed on it. Okay. So if I, an easy example here is if I take my hand, I make a fist. And I flex my fist towards my shoulder, I am increasing tension in my bicep, correct? Now, if I had a dumbbell, say I had a 15-pound dumbbell, if I start to bring that up towards my shoulder, I'm increasing the tension on my bicep. Now, if at the top where the movement kind of stops and my forearm is touching my elbow pit is closed all the way, my forearm is touching my bicep. Okay, I can kind of hold it there, but if I intentionally squeeze and try to crush that space between my elbow pit and try to bring my forearm into my bicep, I increase the tension dramatically. That's what the muscle understands. That's the language the muscle speaks. Again, more things that I learned from Nick Peterson and Ben Pekulski and a lot of other people, very intelligent people, that gets kind of lost in the jumble. The language that the muscle speaks is tension. The muscle doesn't know that you're holding a dumbbell that weighs 10 pounds. The muscle doesn't know if you're using a band. The muscle doesn't know if you're using kettlebells. The muscle only understands and responds to the tension created in that muscle. So, and then it will change and adapt to that. So if I can control the weight and increase the amount of tension and bring that focus into my training, a couple things are going to happen. One, the muscle will actually respond and start to look and be different because you spoke the language of the muscle. Another thing that's going to happen is you're going to have to lower the weights because when you do stuff with this much force or this much intention and contraction, you can't do the same weights that people normally do. The reason for that is because when people lift weights, there's a lot of momentum and gravity helps out and compensation that is involved in people's exercise. And so think about that. If I want my bicep to change, but then my shoulder is helping out and I have my hips and my back helping out because I'm using momentum, the muscle's not actually being on tension as fully as it could, right? So why would it respond the same if, or at like when I lock everything down, I don't use momentum, I don't allow other muscles to help out and compensate. Now it's just the bicep that's doing this, and the tension in that muscle is going through the roof. Why would those two methods yield the same results? It's only the muscle that's doing all the work that is going to be changing the most, right? A good example is when people lower weights, they're not doing anything. It's gravity that is moving the weight to the ground, and then you kind of catch it so that, obviously it doesn't crush you. A great example is in a bench press where people on the way down, there's not really like they're not doing any work. They're not lowering the weight. They're dropping the weight and they happen to be holding the bar, and the bar is caught at the bottom and it bounces off the chest. It starts moving up a few inches, and then at a certain point, then the muscle does a little bit of work to contract and move the weight. But then it's already got momentum move going from the weight or from the bounce. So if I can eliminate all momentum, if I can make this as strict as possible, and I can isolate and focus the tension into the muscles that I'm trying to work on, you will have more growth and progress than you can even imagine. That's the secret right there. So I'm gonna stop right there. Like I said, this is how what I work on with my clients who I work with, on a regular basis. I have people. Work with people for I've been doing this for a long time now, so I've had people working for years and years, but this is how we do things, and this is why we get so much better results and so much faster, and not even needing to use all of this extra equipment and weight and blah blah blah. Because look, is my goal to curl the most? Or is my goal to look a certain way and be strong? I got to be very careful about this because if my goal is to just have the highest number on my curl, okay, well, you could use momentum and throw it around and whatnot. But if my goal is to actually cause change inside of the muscle, I got to speak the language of the muscle. If I don't speak the language of the muscle, which is tension, it's not going to change. Imagine trying to teach somebody how to, you know, make an espresso when they speak Cantonese and you speak English. Yeah, you can kind of show that, like, even if you don't speak their language, you can kind of show them things and they'll kind of get an idea of it and you'll get somewhere. But imagine if you could actually speak Cantonese, which is the language of that person, then you could be laser targeted in what you're teaching and the results that you're going to get from it. That's the same thing. You're speaking the language of the muscle. Now, just as a byproduct of, you know, lifting weights, you're getting more attention than the person who's not lifting weights, right? So you're going to get some results. Now imagine if you knew the exact context and knew everything and you had intentional squeezing and all this stuff. That's the equivalent of not only speaking Cantonese to this person, but then understanding context. Like sometimes, a lot of times, a translation of from one language to another, there's a lot lost because it's not about literal translations. There's context. There's so many other things. So the same thing goes is if you understand the language of the muscle, which is tension, and then you understand context and like being very specific to that muscle group and in your intentions while you're doing it and really contracting as hard as possible, that would be the same as being a fluent native Cantonese speaker. Now you're going to get an amazing espresso. You're going to teach this person an like on point. There's nothing lost in translation. So anyways, those are the keys. This is how I work with people. If you're looking, so I take on one or two trial clients every month for the Strong Body Blueprint. And that part focuses on the nutrition aspect, which is huge in decreasing fat. But then, you know, those clients usually, for the most part, they get such good results. They want to work on the training side of it as well and making the muscles really look different. And so, you know, those are the people that I work with, for a much longer period of time, but we can like begin to, and that has to be kind of the situation because we tailor and tweak and adapt each person's training to them versus other ways around, and we figure out ways to create more tension and get better at it, which takes more time. But that's I have one more spot left for January, and then, you know, once that spot's gone, then probably in February I'll have one or two spots, just because I spend so much time with each person. That's just how it goes. So shoot me a message on Instagram if you had any takeaways from this. As always, tag me on Instagram, okay, with your key takeaways or whatever resonated, at rambeer.sangera, okay? I'm giving you things that people won't talk about and they'll make super complicated. I'm cutting right to the core and finding the most efficient path forward. You go and you apply. I'm going to eat my goddamn Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich and my junior cheeseburger hamburger because they got really soft fresh bread at Wendy's. I love me a McDonald's hamburger, but I gotta tell you, the Wendy's hamburger, the junior hamburger, man, their bread is so soft and fresh, and their little meat patty, man. So I'm gonna go eat that and drink a Diet Coke. And then I'm going to go back to work. Actually, I'm going to take a nap. Just a little message. Remember, hey, nothing that serious is going on, okay? You don't have to do anything. Have to. You don't need to do anything. It's all preferences. Nothing is going to happen. Yeah, you know what? I have some serious responsibilities, quote unquote. But sometimes I sit there and I'm like, whatever. And it takes all of this weight, like anxiety and stress off. And then I get it done. It's not a big deal. And I don't need the outcome to be a certain thing. But I just wanted to leave that message because I think far too many of us don't really get to enjoy all the stuff, the cool stuff that we're part of or we get to do or the cool people we meet because we're too busy thinking about the things we have to do, and guess what? You just keep doing them, and they keep getting done, and you're still alive, and things keep getting forward, and you've survived all of them, and so it'll all get done. Whatever. So I hope you have a nice day, the rest of your day, and find me on Instagram. Tag me, message me. It's just me. It's just I'm a man, one person. There's not a team. There's not a team behind this. It's just me. And not interested in like having millions of followers. It's not what it's about. I just don't care. I used to care. I used to care a lot. But then as I've gotten better at training and nutrition and changing my body, the frameworks that I use there, I've understood that they're the most valuable thing I learned from changing my body is the frameworks I used in obtaining that body, not necessarily even the body itself. So that's that. I said this was going to be short, but this actually turned out to be one of the longer podcasts recently. But I think there are good things here. So if you thought they were good and helpful, I would appreciate it if you liked it. I don't know if you can like a particular podcast, but, you know, you could do something. You could just rate it or something. I don't know. Anyways, have a nice day. I'll see you tomorrow.